Okay, we are on, I know we're behind, we're on Tes Zayin Amid Beis. Luckily, today's daf is Yud Zayin Amid Beis literally will take 3 minutes, because it's all just names of people, but we have to get there. So it'll take 2 minutes, so hopefully we'll be able to catch up, we started a little late. So here we go, we're on Tes Zayin Amid Beis by the two dots, but Ein Mosifin Al Ha'ir. You cannot add on to the city unless you have a Bezin of 71, meaning you can't make Yerushalayim bigger. You need a bezin for that. Menahan Emili, how do you know? Amr Simi Bar Achia Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, K'chol asher ani mare otzcha et tavnes ha-mishkan, v'chein ta'atsu ludor et ha-boyen. So whatever I show you on the Mishkan, that's what you should do forever. In other words, just like the Sanhedrin was there to inaugurate the Mishkan. They were the ones who decided all the details. So too, Yerushalayim is a makam kadosh, similar to the Mishkan. And for the future, whenever they would decide if they want to make your city of Yerushalayim bigger, they need a Sanhedrin for that. Masav Rava, wait a minute. Kala Kalim Sha'asa Moshe, all the Kalim that Moshe made, Mishichasan Mikadchan. The anointing it with oil, that's what made it holy. Mikan Ve'elech, for the future, Avodasan Mikan Chasan. The work, in other words, let's say a Keli broke, that to remake the Shulchan. There's no Shem HaMishkan anymore, that was hidden away. What made the Shulchan into a Shulchan? Using it as a Shulchan. That's what made it into a Shulchan. Vamai. Why would that be so? Neima v'chein ta'atzu l'doros ha'boyin. Just like the original Keli had to be made with the Mashicha, so to the future. So Gemara says, no, shiny husk, that's a little different. Tamar Kra, the Pasuk says, v'yim shechem v'yikadish osam. You should anoint them. Osam b'mashicha v'lo l'doros b'mashicha. Only that generation had to be done with Mashiach, but future Kalim could be inaugurated and consecrated without Mashiach. Ve'ema osam b'Mashiach. Maybe those Kalim had to be done with Mashiach v'ledoros, but future generations ibe Mashiach iba avoda. Either one, right? Amar of Papa, Amar Kra, Asher Yeshar Subam Bakodesh. Hakas of Tlan b'Shiros. The pasuk hangs. What makes them special is their use. Their shiros means their use. Ella osam lamali. What do we need osam for? Elav osam. Wouldn't have the word osam. Havmina. I would have thought l'doros b'mashicha uba avoda. I would think that for the future you need both mashicha and avoda. Da'aksiv v'chein tasu l'doros. Kasa rechmana osam. Osam b'mashicha. L'doros b'mashicha. Only that generation with mashicha and nothing future with mashicha. Fine, next. Ein Otsin Sanhedros. The next one said that we don't make Sanhedrins for the Shvatim unless we have a Bezin of 71. Manalon, how do you know that? Kidashkechan b'Moshe. We find it in Moshe. The Uki Sanhedros, that Moshe established Sanhedros. U'Moshe makom shim v'echad koi. And Moshe himself had the status of 71. Okay, which we're going to get to that question about Moshe's status in a few minutes. Tana Rabbanan, the we learned in the Brisa, Menayin Shem Amidin Shoftim Li Yisrael. How do you know we appoint Shoftim for the Jewish people? Talmud Omer, it says Shoftim Titein, Shoftim Li Yisrael Menayin. What about officers to enforce what the Shoftim do? The police. Talmud Lomar, Shoftim Titein, right? Also Shoftim. Shoftim L'chol Shevet V'Shevet Menayin. How do you know you have Shoftim for each and every Shevet? Talmud Lomar, Shoftim L'Shvatecha. Shoftim L'chol Shevet V'Shevet. How do you know you need Shoftim for each Shevet? Menayin, how do you know? Talmud Lomar, Shoftim L'Shvatecha. Shoftim L'chol Ir V'Ir. How do you know you need Shoftim for each and every city? Menayin, how do you know? Talmud Lomar, Shoftim L'Sharecha. Shoftim L'chol Ir V'Ir. How do you know you need Shoftim for each and every city? Menayin, how do you know? Talmud Lomar, Shoftim L'Sharecha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Mon Al Kulam, there's one overseeing over everybody. Shenemar Titen Lecha. Rashi Ben Gamliel Omer, Lishvotecha, Vishaftu, Mitzvah, Beshevet, Ladona Shifto. The mitzvah for the Shevet to take care of its own Shevet. Okay, just all that was just Psukim. Nothing to say out, just all that was just Limudim from Psukim. The next thing the Mishnah said was the Ein Otsin Ir Hanidachas. You cannot have an Ir Hanidachas unless you have 71 judges. Nahani Mili, how do you know that? Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Oshia, Damar Kra, Votzeitza Esa Ish, Hahu, Osa Isha Ahi. That if a man or a woman commits idolatry, they take it out to be killed. Ish V'Icha Atamotzi L'Sharecha, you take out each individual person, V'Atamotzi Kol Ir Kula L'Sharecha. But you do not take out entire cities. Right? Why? Because they're judged with a Bezin of 71. In Oz in Ir Nidachas Besfar, we also don't make an Ir Nidachas on the border. My Taima, why not? Mikirbech amrachmana. It has to be within your midst, velo minasvar, not on the border. Why not? You'll see in a minute. Velo shalosh, you can't make three. So it's a machlokas what it means. The Mishnah said you can't make three erni dachases. Does that mean forever history? So the Gemara says like this. Adiksiv achas. You can't make one. Aval osin achas or shtayim. You can make one or two. Diksiv irecha. It says irecha is plural, so you can say at least two. Tanar abanan. Achas. Achas velo shalosh. It says one. One means one, but not three. Ata omer achas velo shalosh. You said one means one, but not three. Oh, and ela achas velo shtayim. Maybe it means you make one. You can't even make two. Right? The pasuk says, when it says irecha, that's harei shtayim amur. That's plural, that means two. Hamani mekayim achas. What do I do with the word achas? Achas velo shalosh. One, but not three. Okay? The problem with this is, it says in the pasuk, kisishma ba'achas orecha. Right? That's the pasuk in Devarim. Sham Lamar. But you're gonna hear from one of your cities. Right? So the Rishonim ask, then why do you have to say the word achas altogether? Of course you can have one irni dachas. It just should have said irecha, which is a maximum of two. Why is it a maximum of two? Because the minimum plural is two. And I know you can't have more than two. One? Of course you can have one. The achas is completely superfluous. There's no answer to that question. It's a tzarachian. Where am I up to? Zimnin amar rav. The bezin echon hu de'ein osim. One bezin can't make that. Hashnayim u'shlosha batadinim osim. But two or three bezins could. V'zimnin amar rav. Afil u'shlosha batadinim la'olam ein osim. Never can you do it. My time at the rav. Mishum karcha. Karcha means bold. You can't have a country with missing cities. You can't have a country that's missing cities. Why is there a missing city? Well, there were Irnidachas. Once, twice, you can do it. After that, you can't do it anymore. You can't have a country like that. So that means, according to him, it's in history. In history, you can't have so many. Is there ever I don't think there ever was one. I mean, is that on the list of things we'll have later in the Masechta? That is, Bitzorah Mora never happened. It's not even possible for it to happen. It's physically impossible for Bitzorah Mora to happen. We'll see why when we get to the eighth parak. So why is it in the Torah? I learned Torah. Jewish for Kabbalah. Learn, give me things to learn Torah. A few things are like that. I'm not sure. This might be on the list also. Right. Amar Rish Lakish. Lo shana l'makom echad. That's only in one area, one region. Aval b'shnayim v'shalosh makom. Let's put in two or three regions. Osin, you could have three Erni Dachases. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain't Osin b'shum karcha. No, you still can't have it because of boldness. Tanei kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. Ain't Osin shalosh ayaros. Minudachos be'eretz Yisrael. You can't have three irni dachases in Israel. Aval osin osim shtayim. You can have two. You can go on achas b'yehuda v'achas b'galil. But aval shtayim b'yehuda v'shtayim b'galil ain't osin. You can't even have two in the one region. Usmucha l'svar. But if it's near a border, afila achas ain't osin. You can't even have one. My time, or why not? Shema yishmu anachrim. Maybe the Goyim will hear. V'yachrivu is eretz Yisrael. And they'll come and attack. The border city where they have the most guards, that's an irni dachas. There's nobody there. You can't have that. So what do you need this reason for? It already said, Mikir Becha, it has to be in your midst, not at the border. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon, he, the Darish time of the Krah. No, Rav Shimon's explaining why the Torah said that. Why does the Torah say it has to be in your midst? Because you can't have that at the border, because you're opening up the country to attack. Okay? Sanhedrin Gedola Hoysa. Sanhedrin Gedola had 71 judges. How do you know that? My time at the Rabbanon, the Amri Moshe al Gabehen, because Moshe was on top of them. Amar Kra, and it says, V'siyatuhu sham imach, v'at ba'adayhu, imach, you Moshe, plus 70. So asks the Tosfos Yontif, wait a minute, we just said 5 minutes ago that Moshe himself was considered 71. Right? So if you have Moshe 71, plus another 70, 141 judges should be in the Sanhedrin. No? It's a good question, right? Moshe 71. Just 5 minutes ago, Moshe was 71. Plus another 70, it's 141. Where do you get 71 from? So the Tosfos have answered, it's the only time Moshe is counted as 71 when he's by himself. When he's alone and he's doing something, he has the din of 71. But if he's part of another group, Hashem says, I want you to gather 70, plus you're going to be with them also. He doesn't have a din of 71. He has a din of 1. He's number 7. He's the 71st. Not that he had, when he's alone doing something like before, then he has a din of 71. When he's with other people, he has a din of 1.
Does that mean that always the 71st has a din of 71?
Yeah, well, you can't have a, because otherwise there's no, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know. But each one could say they're the 71st.
Well, no. And now they're each appointed separately. The 1 is 71st.
Right. Right. Okay. The whole daf today now, Amud Aleph, is all about Eldad and Medad. You know who they were? There were two in Parshas Bahalotcha. That's the whole daf. Because that parsh in Parshas Bahalotcha is when Moshe made 71 judges. He made the Sanhedrin. So how did he do it? Here we go. Rabbi Huda, when it says Imach, it doesn't mean Moshe, you're there. Rabbi Huda says only 70 judges. He said there's no 70, there was only 70. Why? Moshe's not part of the Sanhedrin. So what does it mean, Imach with you? It means Mishum Shechina, with the Shechina. That's what it meant, with the Shechina. For Rabbanan, Amakwa. Another person says that. Vinasu itcha. Bemasa itcha of Atbadaihu. Right? It means you're already included. For Yehuda, itcha bedubluyin lach. When it says with you, it means that people that are on Sanhedrin should be good like you, Moshe. A good family, a tzaddik, you know, a humble person. That's what it means. For Rabbanan, mivahakel me'avalecha v'nasu itcha nafcha. V'yalfa Sanhedrin gedola v'Sanhedrin katana. So we learn out all these psukim that a person should be that kind of, have that kind of, those attributes. He should be, you know, an anav and like Moshe and a good person, a good family. Fine. Tanar Rabbanan, it says like this. V'yishru shnei anashim b'machane. There were two people that were left over in the machane. Who were they? They were Eldad and Medad. By the way, the Yonas of Menuziel says, who were Eldad and Medad? Who were they? So Yonas of Menuziel says that who was their mother? Their mother was a woman by the name of Yocheved. After Amram divorced Yocheved, she remarried another man whose name was Parnach. Elitzaphon ben Parnach, that was his name. And they had two children, Eldad and Medad. Then Amram took her back, which that could never happen after Matan Torah, but before Matan Torah, Amram took her back, and so Moshe is really related to them. They're really his half brothers. Okay, that's Yonas and Menaziel says that. I don't know how much you have to, I don't know where to get that from. A lot of Yonas and Menaziels, we don't know where he gets it from. And there are some things that we know only because of Yonas and Menaziel.
The whole point was that they weren't marrying them. No one was getting married during that time with Aaron, with Amram.
Right.
And she goes and gets married.
It's a very good question. Anyway, just it's an interesting tidbit who they were. Yesh Omrim, some say that the Kalpi Nishtairu, that the lottery, Those pieces of paper were left over. What does that mean? Shebashash Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. When Hashem said to Moshe, Itzvili Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, gather me 70 people. Amar Moshe. Moshe said, Ketzad Evro. How am I going to do this? Shishim Mikol Shevet V'Shevet. If I take 6 from each Shevet, Nimtu Shnei Mitzayim. I'm going to have 72. Why? It's 12 Shvatim. 12 times 6 is 72. I'm going to have too many. What about Ephraim and Manasseh and Levi? There's a 13 Shvatim here? How did that work? So either Levi's not included, right? Or, what? That's fine. We want 12. Oh, but Manasseh and Ephraim are combined. So when are they not combined? Maybe they're not combined only for Yerusha, for Nachla, but for something like this, they're combined. Why not? Right? Or you could say Levi's off the list. Levi wasn't part of this original 70 because they didn't have any Sheba in Mitzrayim. And they gave the leaders, were people that were leaders back in Mitzrayim when there was a Sheba, and they weren't. Either way. Anyway, Ebra Chamisha Chamisha Mikol Sheva V'Sheva. If I'm going to take 5 from each Sheved, Nimtza Asara Chaser, I'm going to have 60. So Ebra Shisha Misheva Zeh, V'Sh Chamisha Misheva Zeh, if I take some from 6, some 5, to make sure I get 70, I'm going to make 5 from the Shavatim. How come you have 6 and we only have 5? Ma also, what he do? Birer Shisha Shisha. He's going to have 6 from each Shevet. How's he going to do that? It's one Shevet's going to get the short end of the stick. So Vehidiyu Shivim Vishnayim Piskin, he's gonna put 72 tickets. Al Shivim Kasev Zokin. On 70, he's gonna write the word Zokin. Vishnayim Inichu Chalak. Two will leave blank. Balala, he's gonna mix them up in the hat. Vinasam Vikalpi, put them in a box. Amalahen, Baobatulu Piskechem. Come take your ticket. You lot, yeah. Call me Sha'alabiyadu Zokin. If you pick up one that says Zokin, Amar, Karkitcha Chashemayim. Hashem wanted you. Misha Allah Biyada Chalak, if you picked up an empty one, Amar, Hamakim Lochavitz Becha. Anima Ezelach. Hashem didn't want you. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Hashem didn't want you. What could I do? The Yerushalmi answered a bomb question. It's not a bomb question. It's an amazing question. The Yerushalmi answered the question. The Yerushalmi says it's not fair. Why? Because what if the first 70 people all pick one that says Zakim? Then it's two left. They know they're picking up ones that say empty. It's not fair. They weren't given a fair choice. I thought Hashem wanted. They weren't given a fair choice. They're automatically picking up one that says empty. But what if it, but it could have happened that way.
Oh, it could.
It could have happened that way, and therefore they would have a valentina. I'm not dealing with a fair deck. I'm automatically at a disadvantage. Why?
Because the way it could always happen when you have stuff in a thing.
So the Yerushalmi says something so wild. Because of this taina, the Yerushalmi says that Moshe put in 74 tickets. And basically the bottom line is it was an ace. It was an ace. How many tickets he put in? The whole thing is, how can he put in 74? What if 72 people picked up Zaki? It's an ace. It was an ace. It was an ace that whoever was supposed to become a Sanhedrin became one. The whole thing is the whole thing is an ace.
That's
the
70 plus Moshe, is that?
What? 70 plus Moshe, 71. Yeah. Okay? The Ben Yehuda says that after you picked up your ticket, put it back into the pot. So that way, no one can ever have a taina. It's not fair. There's no one left by me. Whatever you picked up a ticket, you put it back in the pot. So if that's true, why do you need 72 of them? Have three or four. Right? So he says, because then they all get damaged. You know how it is. You can see already the creases. You put 72, and everyone can pick up one and put it back in. No, nothing gets creased, nothing gets damaged, and then it's all fair. Okay. Anyway, Kiyotze Medavar Ata Omer, there's a similar thing where it says, V'lakakta chameshes chameshes shkal magal golas. Okay, once upon a time, the Kahanim were the people that ran the Mishkan, and that was supposed to run the Beit HaMikdash, were Bechorim. They lost that right at the Egel. Who got it? Leviim. How many Bechorim were there? 22,000. How many Leviim were there? 22,273. 273 more Leviim. Am I saying that right? 200 more Leviim. There were more Leviim than there were less Leviim. There were 273 Bechars more than there were Leviim. Each Levi was corresponded to each Bechar. The problem was there were 273 more Bechars, so they had to pay 5 shekel to redeem themselves, that they were no longer working in the Beit HaMikdash. The problem is, which one's paying those 5 shekel? So again, they did a lottery. Amar Moshe, Ketzed Esel Lehen, Yisrael. What do I do? Im Amar Lo, Te Lo, Pidyoncha, Vitzei, you redeem yourself. Yomar Li, they'll tell me. What do you mean? Kvar Padani Ben Levi. I already bumped into a Levi, and I told Levi, you're taking my spot. I don't have to pay for that. Ma Asa, what do you do? Hevi Esem Mishnayim Alafim Piskin. He brought 22,000 tickets. Kasev Alein Ben Levi. On 273, Kosevalayim Chamisha Shkalim, he wrote 5 shekel, Balon, he mixed them up, Nasim Vakalpi, he put them in a box, that's a big box. 22,000 tickets, it's a big box. Ba'amalahan, Tulu Piskechem, take your ticket. Misha Allah Biyado Ben Levi, if you came up, if your ticket said Ben Levi, Amalok Farbadacha Ben Levi, you've been redeemed by a Levi. Misha Allah Biyado Chamisha Shkalim, if you picked up one that said 5 shkalim, Amalok Tain Pidyonecha Vitzei, pay you 5 shekel. Right, you got redeemed because you're no longer serving in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, just a similar idea. Now we're back to Eldon and Medon. Rav Shimon Omer, b'machane nishtayru. What does it mean when it says in the Torah they remained in the machane? What does that mean? So they remained in the machane. B'shasha Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. When Hashem said to Moshe, Esvili Shivim Ish, pick for me 70 men. So Amru Eldon and Medon, ain't Anu Ruuyin LaOsa Gedula. We're not roy for this. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? In other words, what does it mean they remained in the camp? They were so certain that they were going to pick up ones that said Chalak. They were so vat. We're going to be Sanhedrin? That's a joke. Of course we're not going to be. They were so sure that the ones that they were going to pick up would say Chalak. They were positive. After all, why would they pick me? That's what it means. They were left over. They didn't even bother picking up the tickets. Amru, Hoel, Beatchev, Atzbechem. You belittle yourselves, thinking such anavs. Harani motzif gedula al gedulaschem. I'm going to make it even greater. Ma gedola hotzif lehem. What a great thing did they get? Shanaviim kulam nisnabu pasku. Everybody gives nevua and stops. Behem nisnabu v'lo pasku. They gave nevua, they never stopped giving nevua. Uma nevua she nisnabu. What nevua did they give? Amru, they said it's a few opinions. Amru, Moshe meis, Yeshua machnes es eretz es Yisrael la'aretz. Moshe's going to die, and Yehoshua is going to bring the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And the Baal Torah says, from the word misnabim, it's an abbreviation. It stands for Moshe Tanuach Nafsho Began Elokim Yehoshua Machnes, which stands for misnabim. Abba Chan and Omar Mishra Merbelazar Al Iske Slav He Misnabim. They were prophesying about the Slav, which was going to happen in the next few psukim. Ole Slav, Ole Slav. Rav Nachman Amar, Al Iske Gog u'Magog Hayu Misnabin. They were being misnabe about the future war of Gog u'Magog. And if you look at the pasuk there, in Parshas Bahaloscha, if you look at that pasuk, if you look at the Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel, the pasuk is a regular pasuk. Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel is about 50 lines in that pasuk, and it says exactly what they were misnabe about the Gog u'Magog, that at the end of days there'll be a war, Malachim about Eretz Yisrael with Bnei Golos, and there'll be Kiris, Etimis, that will our soldiers, and a lot of people will be killed. V'naflu pigrehem al haharim shel Eretz Yisrael, the corpses will die on the mountains of Israel. V'yavo kol chayos hasadeh, and all the animals will come. V'tipori hashemayim, and the birds. V'yochol gufoseihen, and they're going to eat up the corpses. V'yachakach yichyu kol amesim kol Yisrael, all the Jews will have tchias amesim. V'yisbanku min ahar shehutzna lehem min atchila. V'yikal b'nchar maseihem. All futuristic prophecy about Gog u'Magog. What that means, we have no idea. What? I don't know. Shenemar Koma Hashem Eloki Ha'atu Hashem Dibarti B'Yom Kadmonim B'Yad Avde Nevi Yisrael HaNeviim B'Yom Ahem Shnayim Lohavi Otzcha Aleyem. Al Tikvishnayim El Shanim. Al Tikvishnayim, don't read years. El Shanim means two. Ezuhem Shnayim Neviim Yisnabu Perak Echad Nivu Achas Havyomer El Dunameda. Who were two Neviim that said the same exact thing? El Dunameda. Amar Mar Kol Neviim Kul Nisnabu Pasku. Every other Navi gave Nivu and stopped. They gave you, they didn't stop. Manolan, how do you know? Had Manolan the Pasku, how do you know they stopped? Elam Yisafu, that they gave Nevuah, they didn't stop. They didn't continue. El Miata, call God the Lo Yosef. Hashem's voice, Lo Yosef. Hachanami de Lo Osif. Who? That means it didn't continue. But Hashem's voice stopped. Ella, the Lo Pasku, therefore it means it didn't stop. Ella Hacha, Ksiv Yisnabu'am, Vayisnabu'am. They were giving nevuah and they were continuing to give nevuah. So there were three opinions what they were giving nevuah about. One, either Moshe's going to die. Two, Slav. Or three, Gog u'Magog. Bishlom alandav Moshe meis. It makes sense if he said Moshe's going to die. Hanadiksev Adoni Moshe kalayim. That's why Yehoshua said, kill them all. Kill them. Kalayim. Destroy them. Right? Even though, says the Sanhedrin Katana, even though a Navi is not allowed to withhold his Nevuah, what do you want from them? A Navi is not allowed to withhold his Nevuah. Why should they stop? He should destroy them. He shouldn't have said that. Not allowed to withhold his Nevuah. This is the only time a Navi is not allowed to withhold his Nevuah if it's Musar. If it's a Nevuah about Musar. This is going to happen. If you don't do Tshuva, that he can't withhold. Stam stories about Moshe, why do they have to tell everybody that? I think the question is better than the answer. Right? Ella Lamanda Amar Hanach Tarti, but if you hold it's the other two, my Doni Moshe Kaloim. What did Moshe Yeshua bothered him so much that he said they have to go? So Gemara says the Lav Urach Arav to have like a Talmud Amar Alachav Ifnei Ravo. It wasn't appropriate to give in the Vur and Moshe sitting there. It's similar to passing in front of your Rebbe. Abishal Lamanda Amar Hanach Tarti. It makes sense if you hold the other two. Hanu Diksiv Miitain, right? Ella Lamanda Amar Moshe Meis. What did it mean? Miitain. Hanu d'ksiv, that's why it says, mi'itain, right? That obviously, Moshe's response was that he was happy. He was happy with this. Wouldn't it be great if everybody could give Nevuah? Wouldn't it be great if everybody can give Nevuah? But, El Mandar Moshe Mace, if you say that it was that Moshe's going to die, right? Minachavi Nichole? That you want to hear that? That's some, that, what kind of response is that? Wouldn't it be great if everybody could say that? So the Gemara says, no, Lo Sayuwa Kaime. Yeshua never heard the whole thing. Very difficult what this means. There's nothing wrong with saying Moshe Mace. Everybody dies. Nobody lives forever. The Aruch HaNer says that maybe they thought that Moshe would be like Eliyahu HaNavi, he'll never die. Hard to say that. Moshe Mace, not such a terrible thing to say. What? I know, but the same idea. Wouldn't it be great if you could have such a thing could happen to him? But the point is, everybody dies. It's not a terrible thing to say. Nobody lives forever. He was already 120 years old at this time. 119 years old. He's an old man. I think so. Nobody lives forever. Even if it's not, even if he's 80 years old, 82 years old, still an old man. Nobody lives forever. The problem was, no, it was after the 40 years, because the problem was, he said, and Yeshua's taking you in, which means he's never going in. That was the kicker.
Oh, he just said that in the first year, wasn't it?
What? No, because Moshe didn't lose the right to take them in yet.
That's the point.
That only happened by the Meriva. The Moshe lost the right. That's the kicker. The kicker was that Yeshua was taking everybody in. Of course Moshe's going to die. Of course he's not living forever. And he'll come with Eretz Yisrael. He'll set up a Sanhedrin. He'll set up the Beis HaMikdash. He'll do mitzvahs and tefillos ba'aretz. And then he'll be an old man. He'll pass away like everybody else. That's not what he said. He said Yeshua's taking everybody in, which means Moshe's not surviving. Can't have two leaders. That was the kicker. So it's a very difficult line. What does that mean? They didn't know that. You know, not to know that. They're supposedly happy with. Very difficult line over here. Anyway, my kiloim, listen to this one. Amalei hadaleim tarchei tzibor. You know what it means? Kiloim, destroy them. Make them into leaders of the community. Then kolam aleim. They're going to wilt away by themselves. All you got to do is put them in charge. Put them in charge of the nation. Look at the top Tosfos. Unbelievable thing he says. He says, Pirish, nivu asam kolam. They're not going to give nivu anymore. You know why? The only way you can give nevuah is if you have simcha. You put in charge of the community, you're never going to have simcha. Never going to give nevuah anymore. You hear this? You put in charge of the community, you're never going to have simcha anymore. If you don't have simcha, you're not going to be able to have nevuah. You can't have nevuah when you're depressed. When everyone's complaining about every little thing, how could you ever give nevuah? How could you expect the guy to be happy? Right?
Moshe happy.
What? Moshe was a very unique person. He was able to have all that simcha despite all the complaining. Yeah, he's a very unique person.
That's why
I separated him. That's right. Now, Manai Lahavi Od Shlosha, we said that if there's a conflict, we said like this, that a Sanhedrin Katana, okay, back to earth. Sanhedrin Katana needs 23 judges, right? We said 10 and 10 is 20. Then the Mishnah learned out that you have to convict somebody with two more than you have to acquit. So we went from 20 to 23, right? Because it was 20. Then we had two more, is 12 and 10. Ein Beis Din Shlokel, we got to 23. That's how we got to 23 judges, right? Everybody remember that? So the Gemara says like this: Sof. The bottom line is L'ra'al Pishnayim L'mashkachas La. You're never going to have a conviction by two. It's impossible. Why? E Echad Asar Mizakin V'Shnei Masal Mechayvin. If 11 say to acquit and 12 say to convict. The ikachadhu, it's only a majority of one. We're not allowed to have that. You have to have a majority of two. I asara bezakin vasara vashalashasa mechayvin. If 10 want to acquit and 13 want to convict, that's tosav. It's a majority of three. How do you have a majority of two? It's impossible. So Amar Rav, you're right. I atamoti ela b'mosifin. The only way you can have it is if, let's say, there's 23 judges. And they're arguing it out, and one says, I just don't know. I just can't make up my mind. So what's the halacha? You add on two more judges. Now that we've added on two more judges, it's possible to have a conviction by two. Why? Because that one who says he doesn't know is not in the equation. So there are 23 judges. He's not there. Really, it's 22. We'll add on two more, it's 24. Now you can have. 14 and 12. No, not 14 and 12. I'm sorry. 13 and 11. You can have 13 and 11. It's 24. What? Oh, they're going to say right now. So we'll allow the even number in this kind of case. What's going to happen if it's a split? It can't be a split. Why? Because you already have an odd number that wants to do one way or the other. So we're adding on two more because this one guy is stuck. He can't make up his mind. So that's B'divrei HaKol. That's according to everybody. Or you can have a way. Or Sanhedrin Gadol of Alima Yehuda. According to Yehuda, the Sanhedrin only had 70. If it had 70, you can't have a conviction of two. The Amar Shivim. If you do this, you can have a bezin shakel. So that's okay, you have a bezin shakel. If you add on two, you can have a bezin shakel. Pshita, not right, that's obvious. I would think, hi to karma any odeya, the guy who says, I don't know, come on, it's a dummy, it's as if he's still there. The Amar Milsa, Shmain and Lay, and if he says something, we'll pay attention to him. Kamash Malan, we ignore him. The Hadika Amar Eini Odeya, if he says he doesn't know, Kaman the Lesse Dummy, it's as if he's not there. Via Mataima, and as he gives a reason, Lo Shmain and Lay. Once you say you don't know, go home. That's it, you're off the bed. You can't say, I don't know, and then, oh, you know what, let me tell you the following, I don't want to hear from you anymore. Once you say you don't know, you're off. Amar of Kahana, Sanhedrin, Shiro, Kulon, Chova, Peturin also, if a Sanhedrin, every single member wants to convict him, he's putter. You hear this? Why? My timer, why? Given the Gemiri, since we have a rule, Halonas Din, Lemevid Leitzchusa, the Bezin would deliberate, and then the halacha was, they had to sleep on it overnight. And then in the morning, reach a conclusion. Vahani Sulo Chazile. Here, everybody wants to convict, right? So they could sleep on it in overnight. What's going to happen in the morning? No one found the zechus? Obviously, something rotten over here. The Maariv Chayit says, nobody could come up with anything good to say. Now, if you see a guy shoot somebody in broad daylight and witnessed the whole Times Square saw it, what kind of zechus are you supposed to find? So, Mistama, those things never happened. It was always not such clear things. What else could it, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? If someone commits a crime in front of 1,000 people, what zechus are you trying to find for the guy? So therefore, nobody could find the zechus. One person.
Say the Hasra wasn't perfect.
Right. Okay. So you wanted to all technicalities. The Hasra wasn't good. All the technicalities. So nobody could find the zechus. If nobody could find the zechus, there's something wrong. Something wrong. We're not going to convict this guy. 23 to nothing. Something wrong with that. Something wrong with that. Okay. Once every 70 years was a
murderous
right, a bloodthirsty bezdin, right. That's what the Gemara says that. Right? Okay. Amar of Yochanan. Ein Moshe Yiru Sanhedrin Ela Bale Koma. You have to be Bale Koma. You have to be tall people. People that inspire respect. Bale Chachma. You have to be Bale Chachma. The Ben Yehuda says, we're not talking about Chachma in Torah. That's obvious. You have to be Chachma in worldly now. You have to know things. You have to be a worldly person. Of course Chachma is in Torah. That's what that goes without. I need to tell me you have to have Chachma in Torah. That's obvious. You have to have Chachma in other things as well. Bali Mare, you have to look good. Bali Zikna, you have to be a little bit older. Bali Kshafim. Bali Kshafim, you have to know Kishuf. So tell Machlokes what this means. Does it mean you have mamash, you have to know Kishuf? Or just have to know how to judge Kishuf? You have to know the difference between Kishuf and a trick? What's real, what's fake? Right? All these things you have to know. But they're not allowed to practice it. They can't practice it. They have to know when this comes up, they have to know what it is. V'yodim b'ayin lashon.
What? Why
are they single out Kishuf? Because maybe that's exactly why. Because it's an Isser. So don't think that they're not going to have to judge those kinds of cases. They have to know it. There's certain kshafim that is mutter, the Sefer Yetzirah. It's a whole discussion. We can spend hours on this. They also have to know the 70 languages. Elatei Sanhedrin Shemasi Biyam Torgamin. Because you can't have an interpreter. Bezin was not allowed to have an interpreter. So the Edim have to speak to the Sanhedrin. So the Sanhedrin has to know all of your language. Right? That's how it's Shushan Purim. So we could say that's how Mordechai knew what Big Sanhedrin was talking about. He was part of the Sanhedrin. He knew 70 languages.
Sanhedrin Gedola.
Not 23, right. As a matter of fact, there's a sheet that says that all you need really is, we have it, I don't know if we're going to answer it today, all you need is three judges that have that principle, that know all of your language, three or four. And then they could tell the Sanhedrin, that's not a problem of aid me p'aid. That's not a problem of an interpreter. We're part of the Bezdin. All 70 have to know. Maybe not all 70 have to know. We'll see that in a few minutes. Amar Rav Marav, Ein Moshe Even Sanhedrin, El Misha De La Tyrus Asheret, Minatora. You know who you put on the Sanhedrin? Somebody who could be Matara Sheret. Someone who could take a Sheret and make it Tahar. Sheret is not Tahar. Torah says Sheret is Tame. Right? A dead Sheret. You can make a dead Sheret Tahar. So Tosfos says, what kind of exercise is that? Torah says Tame. What do you want from the what? Oh, that's what some say. Some say to find a technicality. Always find a way to find a zechus for the guy. Some say it's just hyperbole. If I could find a way to make the sheretz tar, I would go do it. I'd spend my time. Listen, Torah said. But I'd spend my time. It's all the same idea. The idea is always try to find a zechus. On my rab, I can do it. Any adon v'atarenu, I can do a tar sheretz. Listen to this. Uma nachash, a snake. A snake is not a sheretz. Nevertheless, shememis. It kills umar betuma. It makes more tuma in the world. How does it do that? Because when someone dies, the guy's tame. So when a snake kills you, you become tame. Nevertheless, tahar, a dead snake is not matame. It's not a sheretz. So sheretz, an animal, shein amemis. Sheretz doesn't kill you. A little weasel running, it doesn't kill you. Umar betuma, yet. It doesn't. It spread tumor. Ain't a din sheitar. So shouldn't it be dead? Shouldn't it be tar when it dies? You hear what Rav just did? You have a kavachomer that a sheret should not become tummy. It's a mafarish pasuk in the Torah, but I weaseled out of it. Excuse the pun. I got out of that. Right. So the Gemara says, "Velohi midi dahadiyah kodesh ba'alma." What's the difference between a snake and a thorn? Thorn also could kill you. It also bleeds to death from a thorn. The difference is, a little different. The difference is that a snake goes out of its way to bite you, and a thorn doesn't. Right? So, but the principle is, that what? That you see, that you can, with enough sophistry, you can make anything tummy, anything to make tar. Right? That's the kind of judges we want. People that are going to go out of their way to try to find any way to make the guy's chus.
Coats is kind of
right. Amir Hudam Arav. Call ear she'ein ba shnayim l'dabar v'echad shomea. If you don't live in a city that has at least two people that can speak and three people that can understand, ein moshiv ba sanhedrin sanhedre. We don't make a sanhedrin in that city. Why? Because you need three people. You need three people at least that there's not enough people in that city that know every language. Ubei beitar havishlosha. In beitar there were three people. Ubeyavne arba yavne there were four people. Who were they? Rabbi Elazar, Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, v'shimon atimni. Don lefnei bekarka. He judged on sitting on the floor. Whole discussion what that means. Meisvei. Wait a minute. Shlosha chachma. Shlisha is chachma. If three people know how to judge, or they know every language, that's great. Revi, it's ein lamayla hamenu. Four people? Nothing better than that. Everybody asks, what do you need four people for? You need three people. They'll be a bezdin. Then they'll tell us in Hashem Gadol what the Yadim said. What do you need four people for? Who the Amar Ki Aitana, the Tanya, that's a machlokas. Shnei Chachma, if you have two people that can do it, great. Shlish is Ein L'mayla Hadenu. Three is even better. L'meidon L'fnei Chachamim. Whenever it says the words, L'meidon L'fnei Chachamim, that's a reference to Levi, one minute. Yeah, L'meidon L'fnei Chachamim is Merebi. Don L'fnei Chachamim, Shimon Ben Azai, V'Shimon Ben Zoma, V'Chanan HaMitzri, V'Chanan Anya Ben Chachinoi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masni, Chamisha, there are five of them. Who are they? Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma, Shimon HaTimni, Chanan HaMitri, V'Chananya ben Chachinoi. Okay. Now we're going to get to the bottom. We're going to do this in 1 minute. It's every time we say in Shas, V'Rabboseinu Shebabavel, who does that refer to? Rabbi Shmuel. First Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Sheberet Yisrael. Who does that refer to? Rabbi Abba. First Rabbi Abba. Dayani Gola. Who does that refer to? Karna. That's Karna. Dayani Beret Yisrael. Who is that? Rabbi Ami Verabasi. Dayani De Pompadisa. Who's that? Rabbi Papa Bar Shmuel. Dayani De Naharda. Who's that? Rabbi Bar Menyume. Savi De Sura. Savi De Sura. Who's the elder of Sura? Rabbi Huna Rav Chista. Savi De Pompadisa is of Yehuda Rav Eina. Harife De Pompadisa, the sharp ones, that's Eifa Ba'avimi. B'nei Rechava. B'nei Rechava, I'm sorry. Amorai de Pumpadisa is Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Amorai de Nahardai is Avcham and Nahar Beloi. Masnu, I'm sorry. Nahar Beloi Masnu is Rami Bar Rebbe. Amri Bei Rav is Rav Huna. I Rav Huna, Vam Rav Huna, Amri Bei Rav. Rav Huna once said, Amri Bei Rav, so how can it be Rav Huna? You're right, El Rav Hamnuna. Amri Bei Rav, if you say, who's that? That's Rav Yirmiyah. Shalchu Mitam, who's that? Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. Machachu Alai B'Mar Rav, that they laughed about it in the Mar Rav, who's that? Rav Eliezer. That's Rav Eliezer. I Shalchu Mitam, Div Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. So you're right, El Apach, switch it around. Shalchu Mitam is Rav Eliezer. Machachu Alai B'Mar Rav is Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. Okay, so we actually pretty much finished the daf. We're at least 2/3 of the way down, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.